With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. A new study suggests that the use of groundwater in the San Joaquin Valley isn't just causing the land to slowly sink, it also might be influencing seismic activity. FM 89's Carrie Klein reports.
Researchers have long known that the mountain ranges surrounding the Central Valley have been rising faster than expected, a few millimeters every year for over a century. And over the same time, seismic activity in the area has also increased. According to a new study, both may be linked to the use of groundwater in the Central Valley. Colin Amos of Western Washington University is the lead author.
And we find that the mountains are rising surrounding the San Joaquin Valley, where the greatest rates of groundwater withdrawal are happening.
Amos and his colleagues estimate that over the last 150 years, an amount of groundwater equivalent to the volume of Lake Tahoe has been drawn out from underneath the San Joaquin Valley. And where a lot of mass is removed, the crust rises.
The uplift of those mountains results in a reduction in the overall forces that are serving to keep faults clamped together and maybe changing the rate of earthquakes that are on those faults.
Amos and researchers at the U.S. Geological Survey observe that the frequency of earthquakes not only increases annually, but fluctuates seasonally. Fewer earthquakes in the wet season, more in the dry season. Most are too small to be felt by humans. Amos stresses that the paper is not intended to inspire changes in water use and demand, but he points out that humans' impacts on the planet are significant.
We're demonstrating a new and perhaps unappreciated link between what human beings are doing, taking groundwater out of the ground, and changes to the solid earth.
Amos's study was published in the current issue of the journal Nature. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.